Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The FT.
I'm in the South Bronx, under the trees that shelter the gardens of Forest Houses, a public housing project in a neighborhood that, certainly in the years when I was growing up in New York City, was once synonymous with urban decay and violent crime. This was Fort Apache, no man's land. But on this overcast August morning, I'm talking with Eric Farmer, president of the Forest Houses Residents Association, about art. For Farmer was integral in bringing to fruition the Gramsci Monument, the latest work by Swiss-born artist Thomas Hirschhorn. This is an artwork which takes the form of a sequence of rough-hewn plywood buildings in the middle of the project. There's a library here, a daily newspaper, a radio station. There are art classes and lectures and a computer room for kids to use. It's not like a museum, it's like a neighborhood. And it's like nothing Mr. Farmer had ever seen. Everyone's involved. Everyone gets something out of it, he tells me. Whatever age you are, whoever you are, whether it's a lecture or the kids going on trips, they can use the computers, they use the radio station, everyone finds a way to use it. Hirschhorn's work is site-specific. He uses only materials widely and easily available. Plywood, duct tape, cardboard, foil, plastic wrap. Over a decade ago, he began a series of projects dedicated to the philosophers he most admires, Spinoza in Amsterdam in 1999, to Gilles Deleuze in Avignon the following year, to Georges Bataille in Kassel, Germany, in 2002. They are works made and built in public housing projects, and made and built not by Hirschhorn alone, but in collaboration with the people who live in those projects. This, the largest yet by far, is inspired by the work of Antonio Gramsci, the Italian political theorist and one-time leader of Italy's Communist Party. He died in 1937 at the age of 46, following his imprisonment by Benito Mussolini's fascist government. Here at Forest Houses, banners with quotations from his prison notebooks hang from trees and are stretched between lampposts. The content of art is art itself, one says. Taped to a plywood wall is another. The dry twigs are indispensable for making the log burn, but not in and of themselves. Only the log, by burning, changes the surroundings from cold to warm. Hirschhorn, here at his project every single day, wants us all to be logs. The Gramsci Monument, commissioned by the Dia Art Foundation, opened on July the 1st, following 7 weeks of construction. It was built by Hirschhorn and 15 residents. It will close on September the 15th, when it will be dismantled and much of it, computers, equipment, distributed to the people who live here. Once you arrive at Forest Houses, it's not hard to find Hirschhorn, a tall, lanky figure in thick black glasses, already sweating through his pale blue shirt. We sit at a table outside the newspaper office, where an issue of 14 pages is produced every day. The one I take away with me has neighborhood news, extracts from a book about Gramsci, and poems by Rudyard Kipling. Hirschhorn wants to make, he tells me in his elegant, if occasionally eccentric English, a new term of monument. A monument, as most of us think of it, is fixed, immovable, and nearly always about the past. The Gramsci Monument is just the opposite. It's an ongoing project which has to be, every day, improved. It's never a finished project. This is a project about production. When I ask how hard it was to get the residents of this place involved in his work, he shrugs. Not because he doesn't care, but because it's his problem, not theirs. The problem is, do I do a work which wants to involve the residents? which is based on friendship, which is based on equality, which is based on the belief that everybody is an intellectual, everybody is an artist. I wanted to make something out of the city center, where people are living together in a neighborhood that touches reality. This is how I want to see the world. Just over halfway through the Gramsci Monument's term, it feels as if this is exactly what he's done. Residents and visitors, most of whom, like me, look like they've never been to the South Bronx before, mingle happily as DJ Baby D mans the radio station that pours out prints and the news of the day. For Eric Farmer, it's been a transformational experience, and not just because it gave the residents here dozens of jobs. Visitors love it, he says, with wonder in his voice, and that's not normal. They're like, wow, you can come up here. And we think they're afraid, because everybody lives differently, looks at things differently. But I tell them all the time, we're the same. We all believe, we all pray, we all have ambition. Color doesn't change much. Don't believe what you hear. And that's why I think this is so special, because people thought this couldn't happen. To get back into Manhattan, I hop on the 5 train, the Lexington Avenue Express. I get off at 86th Street, perfect for the Metropolitan, the Guggenheim, the Frick. But this afternoon, I'm not sure I want to go to those places. I want to keep the Gramsci Monument in my mind. Art, Mr. Farmer said to me, is for everyone. It has a lot to do with our daily lives. It took me until now to realize that, and that's incredible. And he's right.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.